Greetings, broadcasters of light. This is Phil L., your MOTA representative from the Federation of Planets here at headquarters in our communication services throughout this solar system and specifically for the Second Coming program on planet Earth. Last week, we covered the basic information about the computer-like monitoring spacecraft that long ago had been set into position over our various light centers and other group activities that are being coordinated through Mark Age. These communications by Sananda in 1970 set the matrix, you might say, and that was further augmented or amplified by 1972 when Mark Age began this meditation network, series of weekly programs that have been ongoing since that time for the past 43 years. At the time, the program was called Mark Age Meditations, and nowadays, of course, we call it the I Am Network of Light. Now, this week, we're going to enter a hieronic experiment with those space brothers and sisters who are working with us to amplify our spiritual projections and also to provide various protection services for our light worker ranks here on Earth. Here at headquarters, we have this link up with Conrad, who back in 2001 was sent by Sananda from out of Dr. Hannibal's spacecraft, his mothership number 1235. To scout our area and to provide these services here over our headquarters. But of course, these various craft, both manned and unmanned, are in position throughout the planet, and especially over your area of activities as you work specifically with these broadcasts. So even though I'm beginning this broadcast on July 13th, you might say, using the old film industry parlance, it's in the can. In other words, when you hear this experiment, and when you work with this experiment a few weeks hence, the energies will be released and will be activated so that in your meditations you will pick up on this pre-recorded information that is being amplified by the spacecraft over your area so that you can make this link up. Now, it's not that we of ourselves can conjure up a space contact, but in our meditations, we can certainly be receptive to the signals from our space brothers and sisters who are working with us interdimensionally. And in this receptivity, we can join in alignment with them to project the Christ matrix, for example, of peace, love, cooperation, and coordination throughout the planet. Back in 2001, as I mentioned, Conrad was sent here to provide these services over our headquarters, and we had a number of contacts, Nadia Yolanda and I, back in 2001, and a couple times he even communicated to me, met me in the dream state, and otherwise through channeled communications, and especially since Yolanda's transition in 2005, the contact has been renewed. For example, Conrad communicated the following through me regarding this hieronic network of spacecraft over our area and over yours, back in June 17th of 2009. Here's what he channeled. The etheric spacecraft grid is entirely interconnected around the planet, as are the light workers through their Christ bodies. The higher plane electromagnetic signals are transmitted instantly throughout this grid, conveying our hierarchical actions as well as our responses to reactions in mass consciousness. So, too, the light workers, forming a grid or a network of light on the planet, respond simultaneously both to our projections and to the, quote, nerve signals from mass consciousness. In this respect, the Earth planet may be likened unto a brain whose electrochemical nerve signals are instantly transmitted throughout the organ. One action in one area causes an instant reaction or reverberation in another area. The same analogy applies to our spacecraft grid and to your etheric link-up with one another and with us. Now, broadcasters, during that meditation, I had an inner vision after this communique, and I saw this concept by Conrad portrayed by great flashes of light coursing here and there across the planet, as would occur with, say, nerve impulses in the brain. And at the time, for example, the ongoing post-election demonstrations and violence that was occurring in Iran, or the bellicose statements and actions that were arising out of North Korea, both were producing explosive sparks of imbalanced thought and emotion throughout mankind's collective nerve center, our planetary thought atmosphere. And so we lightworkers were called constantly then to respond with Christ principles to help restore balance, peace, and ultimately love. So that is one example of how we've been working with this etheric network or etheric spacecraft grid all these years. Now, I also want to mention that back in the year 2000, on November 20th, Nadia Yolanda received that an unmanned scout ship had been ordered by Sananda to Dr. Hannibal's fleet to be stationed over our property here in Tennessee, and that this scout ship was manned by a robot. So in other words, it was one of these unmanned ships that Sananda first had discussed back in 1970. So not only do we avail ourselves of this monitoring service from this unmanned craft, which picks up our thought atmosphere and transmits various signals related to that back to the space brothers and sisters, and they also inject various projections through that craft into us. But also we are in touch, as we have said all these years, with Conrad. Now, it's not that Conrad is hovering over our property constantly, I don't believe. The image that I get is that Conrad comes in and out. In other words, he scouts out this area from time to time, or he comes out of Hannibal's mothership and provides whatever protection service that is needed at the time and whatever hieronic projections are being exercised at that time. And then he either goes to other areas in this region or back to Hannibal's craft. So it's not that he is stationed permanently hovering above our property, but this unmanned spacecraft is. And so, likewise with your area, there are not only unmanned spacecraft, but there are craft that are coming in and out and monitoring your thought atmosphere, monitoring your activities as you join with us in this I Am Network of Light to project these important broadcasts into mass consciousness. And so these craft would be within your general area, at least, and are able to pick up your signals and also are able to signal you. So we're going to link with these monitoring spacecraft this week, again, as part of the new matrix of cooperation that Conrad had announced last June. And by that effort of link-up, we are going to be augmented or amplified in our projections during this summer action cycle. We're going to implant these energies further onto the physical plane by being receptive to a higher energy broadcast from the Hieronic network of spacecraft that are linked with us. And as I had said to you earlier about the communication from Conrad in 2009, this spacecraft grid is entirely interconnected around the planet. And what is fed into one craft can be transmitted to all the other craft and coordinated throughout the entire planetary grid so that there are a series of proper responses and reactions from the hierarchy and from the space visitors to amplify the Christ projections through us as we participate in these meditations. So let us be receptive as we continue this experiment this week to link up with the spacecraft. Now, how do we do this? First of all, it is important that in our meditations, we link with our Christ mind, our own light body, our own higher consciousness. We surround ourselves always with a cocoon of white light protection. This seals the force field and seals the intent for higher action and for connecting through us from the higher planes. Now, the spacecraft energies not only are projected through us, but they are reverberating also through the Devic elemental kingdoms to help uplift the nature forces within our particular areas. And they, Space Brothers, are also coordinating with the higher Indian astral forces who have great influence over the Devic elemental kingdoms. And, of course, the Hieronic spacecraft coordinate with those in the higher planes, the ascended masters in the etheric, the angelic forces in the celestial planes, and all those lightworkers in the higher astral planes. We are one interconnected family of light, interdimensionally coordinated for the Second Coming program. So as you listen to this broadcast now, whenever that may be, you can tune in to the canned broadcast, you might say, the information that has already been recorded and is ready for you to pick it up and ready to respond to your needs by further amplifying through you what is needed in this alignment. So we begin first by connecting with our own higher self, our own force field, and those who may be meditating with us, our group force field, so that we are protected in this cocoon of light. And through this cocoon, we project up through our crown chakras into the higher spheres. And it is from this higher level that we connect with those who are working with us, who are standing by to project a higher energy link up in this Hieronic network. Now, the Hieronics, as we often have said, is very similar to the electromagnetic nature of our own light body. And so the Space Brothers are here not to command or to control us, but to simply supplement and to complement the higher energy of our own Christ consciousness, our own light body form. And that is how we are working with them constantly in this network of light. So let us go into meditation now, linking first with our own Christ self, our own Christ mind, and with those who may be meditating with us. We link with all those on the higher astral planes, and we link with Devic elemental forces. We link with the higher astral Indians. We link now with the Space Brothers and Sisters, and we are receptive to a new matrix or framework of cooperation to be anchored now through us for the Second Coming program. God bless you, and thank you for participating in this Hieronic experiment. So be it.